Ever notice how you can practically read someone like a book, just like by looking at their face?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into the world of facial expressions today, but
No.
hold on, because we're not talking about your grandma trying to figure out if you're lying about eating those cookies.
Right. Yeah, we're going way beyond simply reading a furrowed brow or a smile.
Right.
Imagine technology that can detect the subtlest flicker of your facial muscles, the ones you didn't even know you were moving.
We're talking about a whole new level of understanding human emotion here.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Facial recognition has been around for a while, but this research from Keio University in Japan uses smart eyewear. Think glasses, but cooler.
Much cooler.
Way cooler.
And these aren't just any glasses. These babies are fitted with 16, count them, 16 optical sensors,
Wow.
all working together to create a detailed map of your every blink, twitch, and smirk.
Okay, 16 sensors sound impressive and all, but how do they actually work? Are we talking laser beams here?
You're not far off.
Oh.
Imagine each sensor sending out a signal, kind of like a bat using echolocation.
Okay.
The sensors measure how long it takes for that signal to bounce back from your skin. Now, here's the kicker.
Okay.
Every tiny muscle movement, even something as small as a barely there smirk, changes the distance between your face and the sensors.
So we're talking about catching those micro expressions, the ones that betray what we might be trying to hide.
Yeah.
That's both amazing and a little bit terrifying.
It's true. It's true. This technology can pick up on nuances even the most keen observer might miss.
Yeah.
The researchers wanted to move beyond posed expressions and capture those spontaneous moments that happen in natural, unscripted conversations.
Because, let's face it, real life isn't about holding up a picture of a surprise face and saying, "Look, I'm surprised."
Right,
We're
exactly.
talking about capturing the genuine article here.
Precisely. And to make sense of all that data coming from those 16 sensors, they use something called a self-organizing map, or SOM.
A what now?
The SOM.
You've officially lost me.
Okay. Okay. Imagine scrolling through your Netflix recommendations.
Okay.
The algorithm doesn't know you personally, but it takes note of your viewing history, sees you like sci-fi thrillers, and boom,
Yep.
serves up a whole list of similar movies.
Right.
That's kind of what the SOM does with facial expressions.
So it's like the SOM is playing matchmaker, but
Yes.
with facial expressions instead of movies.
Exactly. It looks for patterns in the sensor data and groups similar expressions together
Okay.
without being told beforehand what those expressions represent.
Okay.
It's like learning to recognize a smile by just observing hundreds of different smiles and figuring out what they all have in common.
And get this, you won't believe what they found. Remember those 16 sensors? Turns out they were picking up on things even I didn't realize were a thing. You're telling me there are like levels to a smile.
Yeah.
Spill the tea?
There are levels to everything. Think about it like a genuine smile of pure joy. It lights up your whole face, even crinkles your eyes,
Yeah.
while a polite, please don't talk to me on the train smile is all about the mouth. Totally different muscle groups are involved.
Hold up. You're saying this tech can tell the difference between a real smile and a fake one?
Yeah.
Someone could have told me that years ago.
And it gets even more granular than that.
Okay.
The research suggests the technology can also pick up on the intensity of an expression.
What?
A subtle tightening of the lips versus a full-on grimace. This thing can practically read your mind.
Okay, this is getting spooky good. We're talking about decoding facial expressions with a level of detail that's straight out of a sci-fi movie. Imagine what marketers would do with this kind of information.
Hold on. We're not quite at Minority Report levels yet. But what really makes this research so fascinating is the potential for generalizability.
Okay.
They were able to create a map based on data from multiple users. And here's the mind-blowing part.
Okay.
Similar expressions clustered together across individuals.
Back up the truck a second. You're saying this tech didn't just learn to recognize expressions from one person.
Right.
It found the common threads across different people's faces and muscle movements.
Bingo. It's like teaching a computer to recognize a cat, not by showing it pictures of your cat mittens, but by showing it thousands of different cats and letting it figure out what they all have in common. It suggests this technology might have broader applications beyond just individual readings.
Okay, my brain is officially buzzing. If this tech can pick up on all these subtle cues,
Yeah.
where does that leave us humans? Are we becoming obsolete?
Not at all. Think of it as an incredible tool that can help us understand each other better.
Okay.
Imagine the possibilities in fields like healthcare.
Yeah.
This technology could be groundbreaking for individuals on the autism spectrum who might have difficulty interpreting social cues.
It's like giving someone a cheat sheet for deciphering those unspoken social rules.
What a game changer that could be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could also revolutionize fields like market research.
Yeah.
Allowing companies to gather more authentic responses to products or advertising. No more relying on those awkward focus groups where everyone pretends to love the new jingle.
Okay, I'm sold. Sign me up for the beta test.
Right.
But seriously, this all sounds incredible, but I know we have to talk about the potential downsides.
Right.
Access to this kind of data, even with good intentions,
sure,
feels like walking a tightrope.
You're right. It's important to acknowledge that any technology this powerful requires careful consideration.
Yeah.
We need to be asking questions about data, privacy, security, and potential misuse.
We've seen how quickly things can go sideways when technology outpaces ethical considerations.
Absolutely. It's crucial to have open and honest conversations about the implications of this technology.
Yeah.
To ensure it's used responsibly and doesn't infringe on individual rights.
It's like we're standing on the edge of something truly revolutionary, but we need to make sure we're taking cautious steps forward, right?
Precisely. It's about striking a balance between exploring the potential benefits while also addressing any potential risks.
It sounds like we're at a critical juncture with this technology where thoughtful discussion and careful planning are going to be essential.
Absolutely. It's a shared responsibility to ensure this technology is used for good.
It's like we're holding the keys to a brand new car, powerful, sleek,
yeah,
capable of taking us to amazing new places, but we need to make sure we know how to drive it first.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
Yeah. That this technology has the potential to change the way we interact and understand each other.
Right.
But we can't just hit the gas without considering the potential consequences.
We need to make sure we're not accidentally veering off the road into a ditch of ethical dilemmas.
Exactly. And that's where open dialogue and thoughtful regulation come in. We need researchers, policymakers, and the public working together to establish guidelines for the development and use of this technology.
Because the last thing we want is for this incredible innovation to be overshadowed by concerns about privacy violations or misuse.
Right.
It's about finding that sweet spot where we can reap the benefits without sacrificing our values.
Precisely. And it's not just about setting boundaries,
yeah,
but also about fostering understanding.
Right.
The more people understand how this technology works, its potential, and its limitations,
right,
the better equipped we'll be to shape its role in our society.
It's about empowering individuals to engage in informed conversations about the future they want to see.
Absolutely. This technology is still in its early stages, and the decisions we make now will determine its trajectory for years to come.
Yeah.
It's a collective responsibility to ensure its development aligns with our values.
Well, you've definitely given us a lot to think about today. It's clear that this technology has the potential to revolutionize everything from social interaction to market research.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you.
And to our listeners, remember, the future of technology isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we actively shape.
Yes.
So stay curious, stay informed.
Definitely.
And let's build a future where technology enhances our lives in positive and ethical ways.
Absolutely.
Until next time.